The Drive Time Show on Toledo Sports Leader, 106.5 The Ticket.
Drill to right field. That ball is hit well. It's to the wall, and it is gone. Jamer Candelario has his first Tigers home run. He showed some pop in the minor leagues, and that's his first big league home run with the Tigers. Jamer gets one back.
This 106.5 The Ticket Sports exclusive is driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik Jr., at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore.
Throw does over the middle.
There you go.
Joe McQuinn, right side, to the house. Count it down with me, folks. 10-5, end zone, touchdown, Detroit Lions. Oh, that is big. How about 2-7, patrolling center field like a safety should?
Get ready. It's now Drive Time.
Barrett gets the snap, hands it to Weber. Weber sweeping left side to the Rutgers 45 to the 40, 35, 30, down the sideline. Weber to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone goes Mike Weber with a 46-yard touchdown run to increase Ohio State's lead by 6 more.
Here's the host of Drive Time.
Now Gretzky's got a breakaway. He's in all alone. He shoots it. Score! Curry blocks the shot, and Gretzky in 3-0. Los Angeles, Wayne Gretzky gets the goal.
Mike Miller is out there watching.
On its way, here's Chris DeMarco to win it. He wins it. DeMarco, 15 feet, 4 inches, Sarah Cup, President's Cup to the United States.
All right, everybody, how are you? Another edition of Drive Time coming to you from the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore. Glad to have you on board, everybody. Jim Cushlin is back at the studios. Again, we're at the Superstore as the auto show specials continue. Glad to have you on board. Good show lined up tonight. Trayvon Fletcher of the University of Toledo Rockets basketball team. He'll join us about 5:15 tonight. The Rockets roll on. Big win over Bowling Green on Saturday night, 101-75. Rockets now are 7-1 in the MAC, and the number I like to hear in that conversation, the huge crowd they had against the Falcons on Saturday. Hopefully that continues, and the energy continues inside Savage. Again, University of Toledo Rocket basketball at 5:15 tonight. We'll probably ask... Trayshawn Fletcher, you know, exactly who he likes in the Super Bowl coming up as well. Speaking of which, longtime columnist for the Columbus Dispatch, Rob Oller will join us at 5:35 tonight. He's a golf writer as well. Talk a little bit about Jason Day and his win, but more importantly, what he thought about Tiger. Wrote a story, by the way, on Bill Belichick in the Super Bowl, where New England, by the way, is still a 5-point favorite over Philadelphia, and also Ohio State basketball, and Chris Holtman and the wonderful job he has done there with the Ohio State Buckeyes. Again, glad to have you on board. Just a couple of other notes. The Walleye now red hot. They've won 3 straight games. The Rockets, again, just a big win over Bowling Green. Rockets take on Ball State tomorrow over at Savage. And on Saturday, they are at Akron. Pistons now have lost 8 straight. They lose to the Cavs last night, 121-104. So, coming up tonight of the show at 5:15, again, University of Toledo basketball, Trayshawn Fletcher. What a year he is having, by the way. He is the only player in the MAC that's in the top 10 in points, rebounds, and assists as well. By the way, the West co-player of the week, and Todd Kowalczyk and the University of Toledo Rockets continuing to roll on. Just a couple of notes. It was kind of the weekend between NFL championship weekend and the Super Bowl weekend. A lot of things went on. The National Hockey League had their all-star game, by the way. The NFL had the Pro Bowl. Not big fans of these games. I mean, I get it. You know, really, it's the league trying to get a lot of their sponsors together, a lot of the administrators, a lot of the marketing people. I know they try to change the format up year after year. Maybe it's just me, but I have a tough time of any of those type of games, you know, ever holding my attention span. That being said, I think baseball is number one. Basketball, not bad. Hockey, not bad. And, of course, football, really, of all four of the major sports, really just kind of a tough situation. You know, but a special note here. We have a customer, by the way, here at the Monroe Superstore who, in the words of the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik, and he knows the game of hockey. I'll buy everything he says on this. But Superstore customer Ricard Raquel of the Anaheim Ducks, 3 points yesterday. He had the low payments king for the most valuable player in the National Hockey League All-Star Game in their format as well, Ricard Raquel. And another hockey note, the number one ranked team in all of Canada, University of New Brunswick. Their goaltender, or they were beaten by goaltender Matt Mahalik, who plays for the University of Prince Edward Island. Matt's now allowed just 4 goals in 3 games. University of New Brunswick, number one. They've also beaten a number three. So a lot of good, positive vibes and hockey news floating around the Superstore here today. Again, Ricard Raquel, real name, Ricard Lars Gunnar Roland Raquel, by the way, a big customer here at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore. Started his junior career with the Plymouth Whalers, played with both the Mahalik kids here, and Maddie, doing great things in college hockey up in Canada as a goaltender. All right, everybody, University of Toledo basketball right around the corner with Trayshawn Fletcher. This is Drive Time, driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. Back with that after this.
Talking local sports, it's Drive Time on Toledo's sports leader, ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome back to, again, ESPN 106.5 The Ticket, Drive Time. Glad to have, speaking of Drive Time, if you're out and about, everybody, made my way up here to the Superstore showroom. Slippery out there. If you're out and about, be careful, take your time. I don't know why people want to do it. It starts snowing like this, rushing around, take an extra 5 minutes, slow it down, everybody. Rob Aller coming up at 5:35 tonight, Columbus Dispatch writer. He's written a lot of golf over the years. Of course, Tiger Woods making his comeback this weekend out at Torrey Pines. He finished number 23. Also has done some stories on the Super Bowl. Rob Aller has covered a number of them. And also that Ohio State basketball team doing very well, and we're going to touch on that. But got a local team here. It's been absolutely outstanding. They're 7-1 in the MAC, 15-6 overall, coming off a big 101-75 win Saturday against the Bowling Green Falcons. And the West co-player of the week, and the only player in the league, by the way, is in the top 10 in points scored, rebounding, and assist. Trayshawn Fletcher joins us. Hello, Trayshawn. How are you?
How you doing? I'm going pretty good.
Very good. Thanks for coming on, number one. And number two, big weekend. Tell me about the win over Bowling Green. And if you can, tell us about the 7-1 start. Long way to go. We understand that. But what's made it work?
First, the big win against BG was huge. You know, obviously, that was a rivalry win. The Toledo and BG is a big rivalry, and they take a lot of pride in getting wins over BG in any sport, especially basketball. But the 7-1 start, you know, we've just been playing together. We've been taking great shots, and we've been defending. You know, like he said, we have a long way to go. We can get a lot better with rebounding, and we can even guard a lot better. So we have a long way to go. We know as a team, as a unit, we have a lot of work to do, and we're willing to put that in to get what we want.
Hey, Trayshawn, tell me a little bit about this for my listeners. And believe me, there's a ton of people out on the road now in Toledo. I just drove up here. But you read so much about this team, and I guess other teams as well. You start reading about chemistry and a team that's tight, a team that loves playing together. Take us inside the locker room. We hear a lot of this, but you experience on a day-to-day basis with this group. Tell me about it.
You know, like I said before, we're a tight-knit group. You know, we like to be together. We like to be around each other. There's no like cancer or nobody that's like our standoffers or anything like that. I mean, you have guys that have times where they don't feel like playing around or they don't want to be talked to or anything like that. I know we all go through that, but you know, we're a tight-knit group. We all have the common goal, and we're all willing to do what it takes to get that goal. And you know, like I said, we do things off the court together. We have like, we always hang out together. You know, we watch like all the big games together. So I think that plays a lot of part. I think that plays a huge part in, you know, how things happen on the court. You know, that really builds our chemistry, and I think we're gelling right at the right time. And we, like I said before, we can get even better.
No, I hope that's the case. And I mean, 6,812 in Savage on Saturday night. Boy, what a great atmosphere. Tell me a little bit about that. And that's a real home court advantage. I wasn't there. I was on the road broadcasting the game, but from my reports, the place was rocking.
Yes, sir, it was. It was, like you said, it was like 6,000 people in there, and I still seen some empty seats out there, so if anyone's listening, they didn't make it to the game. You know, you can come on out because we want a crowd like that every time. You know, we really feed up the crowd's energy, and when we make a big three or something, and the crowd gets going, and we get a stop on defense, and we feed up that energy. So we just need that for every game for the rest of the season.
Well, I can hear the energy in your voice right now. Trayshawn Fletcher joins us, University of Toledo Rocket. Hey, tell me a little bit about. I mean, it can't be an easy thing to do. You transferred from Colorado here to the University of Toledo, and I can hear it in your voice. You're happy about that move, but a decision like that, I would guess, is not an easy one.
Not at all. Going back to what you said about the energy in my voice, man, I'm just so excited. Like, I'm really just excited about what this team has to do and, you know, what we bring and we're practicing every day, and I'm just ready to just keep rolling. But going back to your question, I took a huge gamble on myself. You know, it's not too often that you find a situation like I found, you know, a guy, a 3-year guy, and, you know, a transfer, and I didn't have great numbers at Colorado, and, you know, it was kind of up and down for me there. So I just took a gamble on myself knowing that I could do more, you know, and the main factor was just me being on the court without having to play looking over my shoulder, you know what I'm saying?
So
here I'm just allowed to just play free and, you know, get my teammates involved and just go out there and have fun and, you know, winning is always fun. So we want to continue to do that. And, you know, we want to just continue to have great success and playing together.
Hey, Trayshawn, we're glad you're here. Believe me, from every time I pick up the box score. Hey, if you would, can you touch on, this isn't a negative. Don't get me wrong here. I'm glad you're seeing a lot of minutes. But, I mean, let's do this. Level of play in the Pac-12 as opposed to the MAC. I mean, is there a big differential there?
To be honest with you, I would just say the size is the only difference. That's the determining factor in that. Because to be honest with you, there's good players everywhere. You know what I'm saying? There's good players all up and down the country, D1, D2. It doesn't matter. There's good players everywhere. But definitely the size, maybe the speed of the game, but not too many other factors that play into the difference between the Pac-12 and the MAC, for sure.
Give me a little bit of Todd Kowalczyk's DNA, if you would, please. And we've had him on this show in the past, a pretty intense guy, but a guy that's got a sense of humor as well. What's he bringing?
I would say intense sense of humor, gritty, want to. You know, he expects a lot out of you as a coming from a player's perspective. He expects a lot out of you. He's going to pull that out of you. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the things I love about Coach K. He doesn't settle for less. And once he has a standard set, he wants to get you to that standard. But he just what was the second part of the question? Sorry about that.
Well, just you see him on a day-to-day basis. We just we see him with his photographs in the newspaper or on social media or see the highlights. And from a player's standpoint, Trayvon, he seems like, as you mentioned, you guys are having a lot of fun, and I'm sure he's part of that as well.
Yeah, he definitely is. You know, with anything that we do, we try and incorporate Coach K in it. You know, so it's all been going well.
Hey, tell me about 67% from the floor. I mean, come on, that's the best number the University of Toledo Rockets have had, since 2002 in a basketball game. You hear the term, I was feeling it, and a lot of guys feel it for the University of Toledo right now. I mean, great shooting, confidence building. Tell me a little bit about the art of shooting when you're rolling.
Oh, just when you're shooting good, you have to stay in the gym. You have to stay in the gym. When you're shooting bad, you have to stay in the gym. So right now we're shooting in the gym, we're shooting good. So you see a lot of guys just in the gym working on their shot, getting reps, you know, a game rep, putting guys in game situations, and it makes it easier when you get in the game if you've already repped it and repped it and repped it in practice. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's so dangerous about our team. About we have five guys in certain lineups that are on the court that can all make threes, that will shoot and make threes. And, you know, that's what makes us tough to guard, because if you stay too close, then we have guys that can drive too and get to the basket and make plays and finish. And we have guys that can go up over the rim and rebound. And we just have so many weapons offensively, it's hard to prepare for us.
No, I mean, I can see it. The loss to Buffalo, and you reel off wins against Akron, Western Michigan, Central Ohio, Kent, Western Michigan again, and, of course, the Bowling Green Falcons at Akron on Saturday. But tomorrow night, Ball State, Trayshawn, will make their way into Savage Hall. Tell me a little bit about Ball State. I'm sure you've seen film already. Give us a little breakdown, and what type of game do you expect?
Ball State, they have a really good point guard in Taylor Persons. So we have to keep him out of the ball screen. We have to keep him out of the lane because he makes a lot of things happen for the team. And they also have a lot of shooters around him, so we have to stay close to their shooters. And we got to just ready to come in there, defend, stay down, all pump fakes, rebound, get out in transition, and play our style of play. And I think we'll be okay.
Listen, everybody, if you're tuned into this, Trayshawn just said it. 6,800 at Savage over the weekend against Bowling Green. Keep coming out. They're playing great basketball, 7-1. Hey, Trayshawn, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. Maybe we'll do it again. Keep it rolling.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's Trayshawn Fletcher, University of Toledo Rockets. Top 10 in points, top 10 in rebounds, top 10 in assists. Not bad at all. You know, that's a tough thing. He was playing at the University of Colorado, and like he said, looking over his shoulder. Am I going to start the next game? He wanted to go play basketball. Chose the University of Toledo, doing great things. He is the Western Conference Co-Player of the Week, West Division Co-Player of the Week, Trayshawn Fletcher, University of Toledo Rockets, 7-1 in the MAC. They've won 7 straight in the MAC, 7 straight overall, 15-6 overall. This is Drive Time. My name is Mike Miller, TAS Electronics update right around the corner. By the way, beat the winner Rush, which is just about over. Northwest Ohio's best-selling remote car starter is at TAS Electronics, starting at $129. Buy it today. Get it installed today at TAS Electronics. Little sports, little weather, little traffic. Be careful out there, everyone. Traffic is always brought to you by SuperFitnessToledo.com.
The cure for annoying traffic jams. It's the Drive Time Show on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's your host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
You know what? I had Jim Cushlin pull the beginning of that Joe Cocker song there. I watched a documentary on Netflix. I mean, it's unbelievable, this guy's life. Number one, how he abused himself. Number two, what a good guy he was. And number three, the amount of hits he had in his career and the amount of songs that he wrote. And he finally found some peace in his life and was living in the mountains of Colorado with his wife, and was diagnosed with cancer after years and years of touring, people robbing from him. It was his own worst enemy at times, too. So to get into this segment, a little Joe Cocker for you. Aging myself with that one a little bit. Hey, started the show tonight with Trayshawn Fletcher, University of Toledo, forward, guard, 6'7", 205-pounder, transferred from the University of Colorado, and is the West Co-Player of the Week in the MAC, top 10 in points, rebounds, and assist. Special thanks, Trayshawn Fletcher. Ball State at Savage tomorrow night. Rockets are 7-1 in the MAC. Had almost 7,000 people there Saturday against Bowling Green. Joining us now, Rob Aller, columnist, Columbus Dispatch. Hello, Rob. How are you?
Hey, buddy. How are you doing? Let's talk some rock and roll.
Well, I got to tell you, it was just a stunning documentary on Joe Cocker. And, you know, Mad Dogs and Englishmen and the people that were in that band, from Leon Russell, you know, it just was one of the most detailed, I guess, adventures through a guy's life that had everything in a novel. Ups, downs, tragedies, brilliance. I mean, it really was. So, and that was a little tribute to Joe, by the way. I could talk rock and roll all afternoon, but let's do some basketball. I basically just got off the line, as you probably heard, Rob, with Trayshawn Fletcher. Bear with me. I did 3 hockey games this week, and I'm battling a little hoarseness here this afternoon. But how about the Ohio State Buckeyes and Chris Holtmann, number one? And hats off to Gene Smith. He goes out and gets Urban Meyer. And, by the way, this looks like a tremendous hire with Chris Holtmann.
Yeah, I'm a big Holtmann guy. I think he does things the right way. I was a big Thad Mata fan. I think it just got away from Thad at the end. There was some health issues, like anybody after 10, 11 years of doing something. Maybe you get a little complacent. Maybe it just becomes old hat. I don't know. But, they went and got Holtmann. Whether he was their first choice or not, that's debatable. But the bottom line is, he's there, and he's brought an energy. He's brought a younger staff in. They totally connect with the team and the players. I think it's like that breath of just that breeze that blows through and cleans out the old. They had a couple players, maybe some addition by subtraction of some guys that are no longer there. And everybody's on the same page. Everybody likes each other. And it's a team that really every guy knows his role. And, Mike, more than anything, it's a team that's fun to watch, and they look like they're having fun playing.
You know what? We just got my first question to Trayshawn Fletcher, University of Toledo Rockets, was, it's funny you mentioned that, and I said, listen, we read about chemistry so much in a good room. You know, tell me about it. And I was waiting for an answer. Well, you know what? We all get along. And he kind of went into it a little bit deeper, and I thought it was refreshing, saying, hey, listen, we all get along on and off the basketball court. We're with each other 20 hours a day. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that every second of every day, you know, we're in there hugging each other and so on and so forth. Every now and then, certain guys need their space, but he goes, I think what it is, nobody's bringing us down. There's no, I hate using this word, but no cancer in the locker room, that he's bigger than everybody else. And it sounds like that's going on at Ohio State as well. Hey, I thought of you. I was traveling this weekend, and of course, you're holed up in a hotel room. Glad to see some golf from the West Coast. It made me feel a lot warmer. Took a special trip to Torrey Pines myself. I said, I got to call Robin Monday. What did you think of Tiger this weekend? He finished 23rd, finished the weekend at -3. And, of course, a guy you got to know pretty well, Jason Day, won it. But Tiger first.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've been on the roller coaster with Tiger. I probably was backing him and supporting him when others had drifted away. And then when he started to come back, I thought, boy, it doesn't look real good. I think he may be finished. He got this fusion surgery in his back. And here's the deal. I think between years, he's still Tiger Woods for the most part. Age is undefeated. Father Time's undefeated, as you know, Mike. So, you know, he's battling against just aging and your body not delivering like it used to. That said, 3 under, I think you would call it a successful return tryout, however you want to put it. He's moved up in the world rankings. He did not embarrass himself, which that is a major victory. Is he going to win again? I think the right place, maybe. Is he going to win a major again? I remain a little dubious, mostly not because of Tiger, but because there's so much talent out there. You just have to, you have to overcome guys like not just Jason Day, but Spieth and go on, John Rahm. There's just so much talent. And as new guys come up, Tiger gets older. So I just think it's a bad combination for him winning a major. But maybe we need to lower our expectations, not look for the Tiger Woods of 2000 or even 2008, and say this is the Tiger, and just kind of enjoy an older guy, because that's what he is now, competing and kind of getting back at it. I'd love to see him win again. I think it'd be great for golf.
I don't think he will. I don't think there's any chance for a major, and I think you just nailed it. This is my observation, Rob. He didn't embarrass himself this weekend. We saw a lot of that, you know, a year and a half ago at dumping. I mean, it looks like, you know, me out there on Saturday morning, chili dipping things from the front of the green. And I mean, it was very, very tough to watch. His driver is still all over the place. And you mentioned the young kids, too. The other thing, there's no fear factor anymore. I mean, we remember right. when you'd see Fields just absolutely wilt. You'd come down the stretch, and a guy would be close to Tiger. It was over. I mean, they could hardly bring the club back. So all that's changed. People that are happy, I'll tell you, our Golf Channel and CBS was Nance and Faldo yesterday. A lot of people watch. Listen, it's a great time of the year if you live in the Midwest to watch golf anyways. And it was great to see Tiger as well, but they had to be happy.
Absolutely. I was actually up this morning watching Jason Day finish. So I've got the bug. As you know, here in the Midwest, the Masters is the official start of golf season, but I try to cheat it forward a little bit into some of these L.A., San Diego, and, you know, up at Pebble Beach. That kind of starts my golf season. So I think it's great. You know, the sunset coming from the Pacific over the fairways, and Tiger's out there. A lot of these young guns are playing well. I'm to loosen up the back even as I speak, Mike. I'm ready to go.
Telling somebody today, you might find me at a simulator in my neighborhood here pretty quick. So Rob Aller joins us, fine columnist for the Columbus Dispatch. We talk some Buckeye basketball. We talk Tiger. I got to tell you, you've been doing this a long, long time. I loved your work about Bill Belichick's journal here. I was reading that today with my coffee this morning, and the concept here was that Rob Aller had the journal of Bill Belichick, New England coach, and some of the things were written down. For example, the Cleveland Browns had me. I mean, they had me. Dopes. So, again, I just went up and down the list and had a few laughs. Deflategate was so disappointing, dash, that we got caught. So it went on and on. I again, want to tell all of our listeners here tonight, go to ColumbusDispatch.com down in Columbus and read Rob Aller's story on Bill Belichick's tongue-in-cheek journal. It was hilarious. Tell me about the game. Are you covering it from Minneapolis?
Normally I sit home on my couch and cover that one, Mike. The industry has changed. We used to go to every Super Bowl. Now that is the one event, the one and only event I cover from home. But this year, the Buckeyes, I believe they play a home game, noon game Sunday, basketball, men's basketball team. So I will probably be at that instead. But, it should be an interesting game. You know, Minnesota, in Minnesota. I don't know how the fans will do there and how they'll like that, but it's hard to pick against the Patriots. I think most of America will be rooting for Philadelphia. Personally, I'm not a huge Philadelphia fan either, but, you know, I don't really have a dog in the hunt. But there is something about admiring and respecting excellence. And so, you know, with the Patriots, with Tom Brady, with Belichick, you have to give them their due. You don't have to like them or root hard for them. But I think there is sort of an awe that goes with what they've been able to do. So, you know, I kind of bow down a little bit to what they, to who they are and what they've achieved. It's not to say it wouldn't be nice if the Eagles can pull the upset.
Rob Aller joins us here on Drive Time, ESPN 106.5, the ticket, home of the Buckeyes. And again, Rob was fortunate enough to swipe the journal of Bill Belichick, and something else that was found that Rob documented. I still say Robert Kraft might be wearing a rug, and it goes on and on and on. Great with my coffee.
He watches the Gilmore Girls too, Mike. Don't forget that. I read that
as well. Great stuff.
Watching the Gilmore Girls.
5-point favorite, New England on Sunday in Super Bowl 52 up in Minneapolis. Again, Rob Aller joins us here. You can hear the cars being sold in the background right here at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore. Give me a score before you go. I hate doing this, but I'm keeping track. What do you got?
It's going to go 27, New England, 21, Philadelphia. New England, 27-21.
Did I miss anything? And give me a quick Columbus Blue Jacket update here at the All-Star
Blue break. Jackets are struggling. Blue Jackets are a bit of a dysfunctional mess. They've had a lot of injuries. They're finally getting guys back. Dubinsky, among others. They've got Seth Jones is a real player. Right now, the big hot news in Columbus is the same thing in Cleveland, Mike. I don't know if you've talked about it, but Chief Wahoo is going away. There'll be no more logo starting in the 2019 season. So everybody wants to talk about Chief Wahoo.
No kidding. I did see that today, and that's a whole nother subject matter for another yeah. for another show. No doubt about that. Hey, I wanted to ask you, too. I was just able to read my scribbles here a little bit. With the Buckeyes' success, Rob, in basketball, the crowds got any better?
Decent, Mike. I think that they had some tough goes because Nebraska was a Monday night game. and a Thursday night game with Penn State. So the numbers aren't there yet. Holtman's trying. You know, it is a football school. I think once the word gets out that this team is fun to watch, that this team is really pretty good, how they're doing it, I'm still not sure. It's a little smoke and mirrors, but that's part of the mystique and some of the intrigue. So I think they'll get it together. I think this is a work in progress. It's going to take a little while, but they'll get there.
31 and a half seconds until break. Buckeye football, anything breaking, interesting there that you can pass on to our listeners?
Well,
driving around in snow, by the way, in northwest Ohio.
Oh, boy, it's just starting to sprinkle here. Hey, I would say that Kerry Combs, they're losing a very important coach. The secondary coach at Ohio State is going to join Mike Vrabel at Tennessee, Vrabel being the new head coach down there. So that's a big loss, but the Buckeyes did keep Ryan Day, who's the QB coach, co-offensive coordinator. Good thing he didn't get away. Tennessee was also looking to take him. So they kept one, they lost one.
Now get to yoga class and stretch out that long, long fluid swing, please, before the weather breaks here. Great hearing your voice, Rob.
You too, Mike. Take care. You sound like Joe Cocker today.
I do sound a little bit like Joe Cocker. I'm going to ask Jim to use that music again on the out cue. A little help from my friends, Rob Oller. This is Drive Time, ESPN 106.5, The Ticket.
It's Drive Time on ESPN 106.5, The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Drive Time. Getting over my Joe Cocker voice here. I'd like to thank our guest tonight. Boy, how about Trey Sean Fletcher? Top 10 in points, top 10 in rebounds, top 10 in assists. Rockets are rolling 7-1. They're over at Savage tomorrow night, taking on Ball State. Talked to Rob Oller, talked a little golf, talked a little Rockets basketball, a little Rockets football as well. And again, what a great hire, Chris Holtman. Listen, I know there's quick turnarounds in sports, and I've told you this before. I kind of put the back burner to the basketball folks until we get into March and, you know, into the NBA, at least conference finals and championship series. But, you know, the basketball stories here locally, Bowling Green's getting better. I know Jim interviews the Bowling Green coach on a weekly basis. They were young. Rockets really put it to them over the weekend, but Rockets are rolling 7-1. Ohio State's got things going in the right direction. The only way Cleveland got well is they played the Detroit Pistons, first game of a home and home, and they wax the Pistons. This is a disappointing year. It really looked like, I mean, to say the least, I don't want to be master of the obvious here, but you really thought under Stan Van Gundy this thing was going into the right direction. Looking like a train wreck at this point in time. When's that Cleveland-Detroit game, the next one? Is that tomorrow?
That is tomorrow night. This time it will be at Little Caesars Arena for that one.
Jim, anything going on tonight? Fill me in on what's on the agenda.
The biggest thing on agenda are on our sister station, 98.3 Nash Icon. You got Michigan looking to get back to winning ways. Their Chrysler Arena to take on Northwestern. That's a 6:30 coverage time over on 98.3 Icon. Then you got the Buckeyes tomorrow here on the Ticket, and Bowling Green tomorrow looking to rebound, as you mentioned. They're taking on, who is it? Ohio. That's a 6:30 coverage time tomorrow on Talk Radio 100.7. So between Ohio State, BG, and Michigan, we got them all covered these next two nights.
Hey, tell me a little bit. I know you interview BG's coach on a weekly basis. What's your impressions of him? What's he bring? And what's the future DNA of that basketball team?
Well, they're on the up right now, and part of that has been some of the nice recruiting that Michael Huger has been able to do. Wiggins has been turning into a great player for the Falcons, and even though they hit a little bit of a rough patch right now, it feels like a better team than we've seen in recent years for Bowling Green on the basketball court. Even coach said after the Rocket loss, look, we're still a young team, but we're moving in the right direction, and I'm okay, even though we got drubbed tonight, referring to the Saturday night game against the Rockets. But they are improving, and that's a nice thing to see. I mean, I almost argue that battle of I-75 on the basketball court that we all saw the other night, that was one of the more important Toledo BG basketball games that we've seen in quite a while, since both of them are doing better than they have been in recent years. Now, the Rockets are a little farther ahead right now this particular year, But I am liking the direction that, you know, Bowling Green is in. And both teams right now, especially the Rockets, they're in line to at least go possibly right to the queue. It's always weird in the MAC, you know, because they have that first round where it's a home-road thing based on your seeding. Take a day or two off, and then you're at the queue. It's always much nicer, and any coach will tell you this, rather be able to start the MAC tournament, you know, at the queue instead of playing one of those first games. Now, Falcons have to get a couple more W's, but they're improving, and that's the nicest thing to see. There's tangible improvement that you're seeing on the court right now this year, and that's a good thing.
All right, everybody, good job, Jim, tonight as well. Here's a little Joe Cocker for you. No, I'm not trying to mimic Joe. Tomorrow night we're at the Croswell Opera House up in Adrian, which might be one of the oldest theater, if not the, I heard some conflicting reports on this, if not the oldest theater in the state of Michigan. We'll be there tomorrow night from 5 to 6. Not sure who our guest will be as of yet. Probably Rod Beard. Maybe we'll do a little preview before that Pistons-Cavaliers game and work at some other things as well. All right, everybody, this show is always driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik. Want to remind everybody that the Auto Show specials continue. Great deals. Come on in and see some certified pre-owned as well. Visit MonroeSuperstore.com. As always, this show driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik. Be careful out there, everybody. Good night.